T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, a lot of American heroes go unnoticed each and every day, Larry, and they're doing heroic acts.
You will not believe what our next guest has been through and what he continues to do for others. It's an incredible story on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Meet Luke Schulley. Luke, welcome to KDK Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
First of all, thank you for your service. You were a Green Beret Special Forces medic. 2011, you entered the Army, and you just officially retired last month, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, May 18th.
And I want people to understand a couple of things, because I think it's really important before we talk about what you did in New York, is the fact that in your service 2 years ago, you were wounded in Afghanistan, correct?
Yeah, I was breaching into a prison in southern Afghanistan, and it was booby-trapped, and the building blew up and landed on top of me and another buddy of mine.
And you were severely injured in that.
So I ended up breaking C4, 5, and 6, which are, you know, 3 bones in your neck, both my shoulders, and shattered the left side of my pelvis pretty good.
Now, before we move on from there, it's important that people understand that we still have men and women in service, in harm's way, after all these years. It's not over, correct?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that, you know, it's obviously near and dear to me. It's something that we continue to deal with. And one of the things that I always think back of is I have a cousin that's 19 years old. And ever since he's been born, our country has been at war. So much so that, you know, he's a post-9/11 kid, doesn't remember seeing it, doesn't remember hearing about it, doesn't remember what America was like back then. And all he's known ever since he's been alive is that we've been in Iraq and we've been in Afghanistan, where it's almost like it feels like it's just normal to him, when that's not the reality. And even now in 2020, not only do we have people in Iraq, do we have people in Afghanistan, we have people in Syria and all across Africa, all across Asia, all across the world still continuing to do the things that they need to do to keep us safe back here.
Yeah, there's.
And it's important that we don't forget about them and what people are continuing to do behind the scenes. It might not be on news or on newspapers anymore like it was, you know, 20 years ago. But there's definitely still people out there in harm's way to keep us safe.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thank you for bringing that up. And, you know, there are still people right now engaging the enemy somewhere in the world and possibly 100%. Being seriously injured as you were. Your service to this nation did not stop with the military. You recently volunteered to go to the front lines of the pandemic as well.
Yeah, I got an email probably about 2 months ago, early April, about a call for prior and current active duty service members and veterans to staff all military, specifically Special Operations Medical Hospital. And I talked it over with my full-time employer, Carnegie Mellon, to make sure I could get the time off to go up there and help out. And that's what I did. I left. They called me on a Wednesday, and the following Thursday or the following Friday, I got on the road to New York City, and I met up with a whole bunch of other special operations medics from across the country.
And this was at the height of the pandemic, at the epicenter, Ground Zero, where this was taking place. What was that like in New York at that time?
It was pretty crazy. It was a little bit, it was shocking. Whenever I first got up there, we probably had 950 plus patients on ventilators and about 3,000 COVID admissions within the hospital system that I was working for. So I was working for New York Presbyterian, which I would compare to probably UPMC of Pittsburgh, just maybe on a bigger scale because of the density of the population. So it was, you know, they had obviously been hit a lot harder than, you know, the majority of the country, the majority of the world, to be honest. Is the density and the population and the mass transit that New York City has is not conducive to a highly communicable disease and pandemic like COVID.
Wow. I mean, you've seen pure hell on Earth. Were you prepared for what you saw in New York City? Or were you shocked
by it? I like to think that I'm pretty adaptable to things like that. I mean, the military has thrown me in a bunch of situations that I never thought that I'd be in, and it just becomes part of who you are as a Green Beret, and that's the fact that you remain adaptable, and it doesn't matter what's thrown your way, is you're going to be able to figure it out. And whenever you put a hospital of 150 other people that think the same way, there's nothing they can throw at you that you can't get done. So although it was a unique circumstance and difficult situation, you know, the guys that were there, everybody that I worked with, all the people that were running the hospital on the administrative side and operations side, you know, really came together within a very, very short notice and put together like a field step down unit for 100% COVID positive patients so that we could take some of the workload off of the NYP hospitals, free up some beds and ventilators for other sick people and treat them and then get them discharged.
So you go there, you volunteered, you come home finally, you've retired from the Army as a Green Beret and Special Forces medic. You now work at CMU as a trauma researcher, but part-time you work with Stat Medevac as a flight paramedic, and you're a volunteer fireman in Beaver County. Other than that, Luke, what are you doing?
Other than that, I bought a little bit of property in Brighton Township, and I got 7 fainting goats, 20 chickens, 10 ducks, and a couple turkeys, and I try to just relax out here.
Oh, yeah, Kevin, and by the way, before he left for New York, Luke's house burned down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's that, too.
You are one of the most incredible people I've ever met, and I've never met you face-to-face, and I got to credit former United States Congressman Keith Rothfuss, who reached out to me and said, Larry, you've got to meet Luke Shuley.
An exceptional human being, and we're blessed to have you among our ranks.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Thank you for everything you did. And you know what? You really make me feel like I've done nothing in my life.
You and I got to work a lot harder, Kevin. Yeah. Luke, yes, thank you for your service and all you have done in making Pittsburgh proud. We can't thank you enough.
I can tell you that I wouldn't be able to do it all without the help and support of, you know, my family and friends from Beaver County. My whole family lives in Beaver County. You know, I grew up here. And even whether I was gone and even whenever I came back, my family and the community have always been extremely supportive. All the guys at the fire department, all the guys from Carnegie Mellon and Statma and UPMC and everywhere around here. I used to be a paramedic here. All the people at Medic Rescue and stuff, they've always been really, really good to me. And I wouldn't be where I'm at today for sure without the help and support of people like, you know, Keith Rothfuss and you guys and everything else. So it's definitely not a one-man show on my end. And even now, you know, my house burned down and Brandon Rumbaugh from It's About the Warrior with Steve Monteleone, they're trying to help out. I have to have some hip surgery coming up, so we have to make some modifications to my new house. And Ryan Holmes and Brandon Rumbaugh and some of these other people are trying to help out and work on some of those modifications. So I'm really excited about it. And there's a ton of good people here. There's a ton of good people with great hearts. And I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Well, you let us know if you need anything. Seriously, we'll do whatever we can to help, Luke.
I appreciate it for sure. Thank you so much. And I definitely look forward to getting back with you guys and talking some more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.